So obviously the Peyton Manning, the big challenge, the best quarterback in the NFL. Is it? How do you stop him?
Who said he was the best? No. For real. Yeah, he definitely is right now. And I think what it is, you got to get some hits on him. One way or the other, and you better cover those receivers. So pass rush, good coverage goes hand in hand. So we definitely got to be well at both.
Do you think that you're going to see a lot more balls thrown down the middle because of the two cornerbacks that you have?
I don't know. I mean, that's the way it's been the first couple weeks of the season, but this guy has no fear. So, you know, I expect a lot more balls than I've seen all year.
Conventional wisdom would say they're not going to be able to exploit you guys, so it's just run it, pound it.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, we haven't stopped the run consistently all year, so I'm sure they're going to test our run game, run defense. But who knows? I mean, Peyton still puts up 300 yards a game, and he throws the ball very well, so I expect both. Well, tell you what, we definitely gonna miss his leadership and, and what he can do on the field, but you know, there's nothing we can do about that. I mean, we gotta keep it moving. I mean, whoever we have out there, we know they're gonna do a good job for us, but you know, hopefully we can get John back sooner than later.
Do you guys feel better equipped this year to maybe go in there and stop them?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we definitely have a team set up to beat a team like this. We just got to go execute, and that's the hard thing about playing a team like this. Anytime you make a mistake, they're going to exploit it. So we got to be on our P's and Q's if we want to get a win.
You have two cornerbacks, Jerome Cox and Dominic Foxworth, who are making the switch from cornerback to safety. Can you imagine how difficult that would be?
Well, it's easier going to safety than going safety to corner. So, I mean, they've done it and been successful at the last couple of years. So I expect them to do a good job for us.
Joseph Dye has really stepped in as their primary back. What does he bring to the table? What do you see when you watch him, this guy?
He's tough. You know, he doesn't do anything. He does everything well, let's put it like that. And the guy's great in the pass game, great in the run game, pass protection, everything. He's a complete back.
Champ, how would you describe all that stuff that Manning does? Maybe answer this. It's like organized chaos. Almost looks like he's ordering a cheese ham sandwich or something to somebody on the sideline.
A lot of it's probably nothing. I mean, but one thing about it, he knows defenses, and I think the way that he communicates with his teammates around him is through all that stuff. But, you know, I'm sure some of it doesn't mean a lot.
I mean, do you guys pick up on some of that? Or, I mean, have you been able to decipher any of that over the years?
You can try if you want to. It's like trying to learn Chinese, you know. It's not going to happen. You try to pick up on something, he'll know it, and then he'll take advantage of it.